Any round if you could take six or reconvene the hearing. That includes your people down in the back of the room. Right, we'll resume hearing submissions. The next submitter on my list is Grant McGregor. And the Southland River Liaison Committees, I know that your submissions are identical. Are you going to present jointly or separately?
Jointly, if that's all right.
No, that's good. That's so we've received and read the original submissions. Thanks for putting those in, but you're very welcome now to speak to them and outline the key points for us.
So my supporting letter, I just gave you then, I don't need to read that out again.
We haven't got it yet. So this is new information?
Yes.
Yeah. So you will need to take us through this.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me your time to hear a submission from the Environment Southland River Liaison Committee. Today relates to the management matters which is associated with the annual works program. As I said before, this is always also a mirror image of Grant McGregor's submission. This is based on the amended Water Plan 42A recommendations in track changes Environment Southland web page. Now we've got policies 28, 29, 30, 38 and 40 we support. Rule 9 and 10 we support the amended versions. Rule 51, minor diversions of water. We seek amendment to remove the need to return river course back to the original course where the work is undertaken for soil and river control purposes. Now, do you want me to give my reasons for that now or afterwards?
Probably helpful if you do it now.
Yep.
Good.
Basically, the reasons for the minor diversions of water is with leaving the diversion in place allows for the repair work to settle in or take root. Then when the next flood or fresh comes, it returns it back to its original course. So that's that one.
Yep.
Rule 59A V3, culverts and settlement traps. Basically, we'd just like clarification on the formal maximum height of the fill. The reason for that is what is the culvert height? Do we have a four metre culvert and 4 metres of fill on top of that? Is it from the base of the stream to the top of the dam, or is it from the top of the culvert to the base of the dam? It's just where do we measure from to get that? That's basically it.
Yeah.
Rule 61, erosion control, is seek amendment 2, would be desired to carry on using crack willow for river control purposes. Now the answers or the questions we have on that or the answers we have to that is we only use existing willows. They can't seed upstream naturally, can only be transported by humans, etc. They are managed under a works program, so i.e. spraying willows in unwanted areas. Will increase the cost of erosion control majorly if stopped from using existing willows. As of yet, there isn't a replacement species that does the same job and isn't available in the numbers that we need for erosion control along our rivers and streams. And lastly, note, we do not take willows into sites that do not already have existing stocks on hand. So then we go down to rule 66, 67, 68, 69, 71, 72, 73, 75, 76, 77, and 78. Continue to support the amended version. And that's us, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for
that.
It's very clearly set out. I'll see if we have questions for you. Morris,
start at your end. Well, yes. Just about Rule 61, you say that they can't Are you saying that they can't be used under the new plan, the crack willows?
They are saying that, I think from what I can gather, is they're considered a noxious weed and they are deemed not to be replanted or reused, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't think that's correct. The way that the plan is written is that they can be used as long as it's in the existing area where they already are. So they're not a... they're called a suppression plant rather than a noxious plant or a pest. So it might be worthwhile having a chat to staff about that. But I don't think there's a need to change the rule the way that it is. But we'll clarify that as well.
Yeah, so you'll clarify that you're... Okay. Yeah,
that's the only thing, since you've considered all those other bits and pieces things.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes, good morning. Southland River Catchment Group is the principal area of interest or activity, the lower parts of the catchment, or does that, your interest cover the whole?
It's really the whole of the catchments now that are getting pulled in. Yeah. So, as I say, areas have got willows in them and areas that haven't, and where they don't have them, they won't be going.
In Rule 51, are there examples where you wouldn't want, where you would expect the river would normally be returned to its course after repairs?
Normally for river works, it's like if you're getting massive erosion in one area and it's created a hole, well, they'll just divert the stream to let the gear or the practice, the mend happen, I suppose, and then it just gives the time for the willows to settle in or the rock protection to settle in. And the diversion generally isn't that big, that the next fresh doesn't flatten it out and put it back to where it is. It shouldn't really affect the, where the earthworks is done is still got water in it and the life carries on because it just creates a backwash in the short term.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. No questions, thank you.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Just in terms of that Rule 51, so it's Clause A3, I think, that you were concerned about, just looking at the original submission. Did you have a suggested rewording of that provision for us to consider?
51?
Yeah, it's 51A3. It currently says the water is returned to its original course after completion of the activity no later than 1 month after the diversion occurs. I think that's the provision you're concerned about. Did you have any sense of how you'd like to see that being rewritten?
I could check that out and get back to you. I was sort of the impression nature would return it back to its course. But if you want that worded,
could take the time to just consider how that might be reworded in a way that would meet your concern, that would be helpful. And if you could do that by the end of next week, that would be great, and just provide it to one of our assistants then.
Thank you very much. All your time diversion.
Any other questions? No, that's all we had for you. Thanks very much for coming in this morning. And the point you've made has been very clearly made, so we've looked into the situation. Thank you.
Sorry about the spelling mistakes.
That's all right.